This is Plantarama, a weekly look at what's happening in the world of horticulture from Kansas State University. I'm Jeff Wickman. The K-State Extension Bookstore has released two new publications authored by K-State horticultural entomologist Raymond Cloyd. The first publication is Mimosa Webworm, Insect Pest of Honey Locust and Mimosa Trees, and the second is Three Striped and Ash Gray Blister Beetles. He joins us to discuss both publications. Raymond wanted to cover a couple of publications that you've recently done, one on blister beetles and the other on mimosa webworm. First off, maybe just the blister beetle. What do we need to know about that?
Jeff, blister beetles, first of all, there's a wide diversity of them. I know there's concern in the livestock industry because certain blister beetles, they give off a chemical called cantharidin. And if they get into hay or forage that the horses or cattle are feeding upon, it can make them sick. The publications that I developed this year are related to the three-striped, the three-lined blister beetle, and the ash-gray blister beetle. Both of those are pests of vegetable crops. The ash-gray feeds on an eggplant, and the three-striped, or three-lined feeds on chard. And we have some operations around Kansas that every year they deal with them. And they are difficult to manage. Insecticides are not always effective. And one of the ways we recommend is hand pick, but you got to wear gloves because you don't want them to emit the cantharidin, which can cause blisters on your fingers or wherever. So you have to be judicious about doing that. But they have been a pest every year, and we never have had a publication. And so this one's the first one on those two. So anybody interested, you know, in growing vegetables and has problems with either the three-lined or three-striped or the ash gray can access those.
Are they relatively easy to identify?
Yes, they are very easy to identify, and the extension publication has images to help you discriminate between the two.
In terms of the mimosa webworm, what does the publication cover there?
The mimosa webworm, to me, is one of the most difficult caterpillar pests to deal with. What it does is the caterpillars, they web the leaves of honey locust and mimosa trees. I'm sure many have seen those in Manhattan on campus, the browning. And once they do that, they're pretty well not susceptible to insecticide applications. So the window of opportunity is very narrow. The question I get is, well, will they kill the tree? Well, it depends on the size of the tree. So on a large tree, we have seen complete defoliation in Manhattan. The trees did rebound. But if you get successive years of that on a younger tree, it could predispose them to some wood-boring insect, beetle or caterpillar that would come in and take advantage of the plant that is stressed. So it's really important to deal with these pests to minimize the aesthetic injury they cause. Like, people in their yards don't want to see their honey locust trees all brown, but the timing is critical. And then this extension publication discusses, like, all the biology, the damage, but also the management. And I really make a concentrated effort to help people understand the timing of application with sprays and what to use is really critical to minimize these becoming a pest to the rest of the growing season.
And this is really a good time to be talking about this because we have a chance to do some research, get the education before this becomes a problem later on, probably around maybe April, May.
The blister beetles will show up about June. They overwinter in the soil, and the mimosa webworm will come out about May, June, yes. So that's when you want to be out looking for them. But by reading these publications, it'll give you the knowledge base to make these informed decisions and how to manage both the blister beetles and the mimosa webworm. And that's the design of all of our extension publications, not only for entomology, but plant pathology and horticulture, is to provide you very simple language how to deal with the problem. And that's where, you know, you go to your extension agents or extension offices, and they may have the publications. If not, they can order them for you.
We do have a number of publications, and like you mentioned, if you're having a problem with any type of insect, contact your extension agent and see if they do have that publication.
Yes, if not, contact the Department of Entomology, and we'll guide you. Or you can also call the bookstore or communications here at Kansas State, because they're the ones that are actually responsible for printing the publications. But the first thing is go through your county extension agent, find out if they have it, and if not, can they get it for you?
That's K-State horticultural entomologist Raymond Cloyd, with information on two new publications available through the K-State Extension Bookstore or your local county or district extension office. Plantarama is produced by K-State Research and Extension. This is the K-State Radio Network.